Hey, welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting for December 28, 2020, 7 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on the bullet on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker? Mr. Mocker?
He doesn't hear you.
He's on mute. Here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And Mr. Broman.
Forgot Mr. Trammell.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
Mr. Joe.
Mr. Trammell. Here. Okay. And Mr. Broman is absent. Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, my report tonight is that no report, and I'm going to try to make this meeting as short as possible since we all work very hard and no one really wants to be in a meeting between Christmas and New Year's. And the week from today is our reorganization meeting, which as we all know is long, lengthy, and detailed. So for tonight, I think we will dispense with committee reports. And unless someone has all the new business, we'll just do the ordinances and the resolutions and call it a night. Anyone have an objection to that?
No, I don't. I have one thing that's maybe an emergency, so I'd like to discuss.
Okay.
There are two trees that are leaning on our garage.
No.
They have to be removed. And then we have... Hi.
Hi, George.
And then there's one tree that Mr. Holden says is dangerous to the... represents a danger to the water sewer plant, to the water plant.
And that's the water plant, yeah.
I understand that Anna called Timberwolf and they're coming Wednesday. And and they will probably remove the trees. But while they're there, I think we should urge them to look at the one at the water plant. And if it needs to be removed, to remove it at the same time. It's to our advantage because maybe they'll charge us a little less because they don't have to come flipping back and forth. So I would like to make that, if we need a motion for that, I would be happy to make one.
I don't think so.
Otherwise, if it's not necessary, that's fine too.
Yeah, I think that's just business, you know.
That's just the ordinary, everyday business thing, huh?
There you go, yeah. I don't know that. Be prepared to do the one at the water plant. It's hard to get to.
It's
but they should look. It's hard to access, but they should look and see what they. Yeah.
If it's possible, we have to do it.
Yep.
And then you just have to worry about the quote threshold. See how much it comes in. For the three trees. If it's over that limit, then we'll have to go out for quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm gonna come to public comment. I open board of public comment at 7:08 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on agenda items only?
No.
Okay, I will close public comment at 7:08 p.m. We have no correspondence. So we come to approval of minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of December 28th?
No, that's impossible.
Yeah, tonight.
December 14th.
14th. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Under discussion, I didn't see a mention of the resolution regarding the Medicare for All vote. And I think that should be memorialized. And if I recall correctly, the vote was 2 in favor, 1 opposed, and the rest who were in attendance were abstaining.
Correct. And then
I also had a question and I need clarification on, does the motion carry or does it fail?
We determined
that the borough attorney said it failed.
Yeah, I can give the reasoning for that.
Okay.
So there is no particular provision within Robert's Rules of Order or New Jersey case law as to how exactly to treat an abstention. So there's a number of case law that says that the court will read the intent or can ascribe a no vote to the abstention. There's a number of more recent cases. And frankly, if you saw me being quiet during the last council meeting for mostly after that vote, I was looking all this stuff up. And so one of the most more recent seminal cases is current Senator Rice, State Senator Rice and current Senator Booker were arguing over a vacancy to the Newark Council. And one of the council members abstained to prevent it from being a tie for the mayor to have a tie-breaking vote, because it would be in their form of government was like 4-4 instead of the 4-3 instead of the 4-4, because one person abstained and they subscribed a no vote to that. And the court disagreed with that contention because of various issues within the appointing statute. So for example, it was the majority of the members present and things like that. In this case, in the ordinary course, a vote here is by majority. But the question that was raised last time was it's 2-1. And so, like I just explained, there's all sorts of nuances to how you count abstentions under New Jersey case law, as well as Robert's Rules of Order has two different sections that address it in two different ways. And so my call last time that the vote didn't count, that it didn't carry, was based upon what I consider to be the safest interpretation of those case laws, which is that, for example, let's say that I said that carried and someone from the public had a challenge to it and brought a case in court as to whether that 2-1 vote was a approval of the resolution. My calculation last time was that I would much rather have the argument that a 2-1 vote is invalid than a 2-1 vote is valid. And I don't think there's a black letter answer one way or another. My call last time, as always, as the borough attorney is rarely based on absolute certainty and more so a balancing of what I think puts the borough in the best position. And my notion last time is if I was in court, I would much rather defend the 2-1 vote as invalid in that a majority of the members present didn't vote in favor of the resolution. A majority of the governing body didn't vote in favor of the resolution. And the number of members voting was less than the quorum required ordinarily to hold a meeting. And so I would rather have those three factors on my side and deeming it an invalid vote than take the opposite approach, which is interpreting either one of the two sections of Robert's Rules in conjunction with Booker versus Rice, that they constitute non-votes and they just don't count at all. It's as though those people aren't members of the governing body, which was the holding in that case, but was premised upon the fact that the statute required a majority of the governing body, whether they're president or not, to appoint another member of the council, and that bared upon whether the counting of the abstention. And then you can address that with another decision that escapes my grasp at this moment, but I had ready to pull up again later, from South Jersey, that says that you can ascribe from the surrounding legislative history an intention to that abstention. I find that to be a looser interpretation than the former, but the former isn't really on point. And so that's a really long-winded way of explaining that I feel like the safer decision is to deem it an invalid vote, given that it didn't constitute the three reasons I gave before, rather than deem it a valid vote by a majority of those that voted. Like, I'd rather have the former argument than the latter if someone challenged it in court. And so it might not be wildly consequential in this context, and there's probably ample opportunity to convince the abstentions one way or another. That was my call last time, because I don't want to set a precedent where, you know, things get paid for at a 2-1 vote, or, you know, things that aren't other like statutory mandate, like a bond or something like that, or a council vacancy are subject to this 2-1 rule. So that was my call last time. I hope that explains it. I know Mr. Tickton from the public had emailed me after the meeting with a very, very good legal opinion making the opposite argument under the aforementioned South Jersey case law and the dissent in Booker versus Rice. And so I don't disagree. I cannot say that Mr. Tickton is wrong in the analysis that he sent to me for his benefits as he's sitting here and took the time to do it. I just feel like the safer call was the non-vote for the reasons I expressed. And so that was the call last time. And I hope everyone can respect that.
For the purposes of the minutes, maybe we should just record that the resolution was voted two in favor, one opposed, but not not say whether or not it carried or not. How would you record it in the minutes?
My call would be that it failed as the borough attorney. And obviously that's subject to legal challenge, just as if I had said it passed. Okay. You know, and actually Mr. Ticton laid out a very good legal challenge to my call. And I totally respect that. I just explained to him the reasons why I feel like going on the other three factors versus the two that he subscribed in his opinion. And I can send that to everyone if they want to see it. I went with the three factors instead of the two. I mean, it's that simple. Although, and Mr. Ticton's argument certainly isn't valid, nor is the valid argument invalid, or there's a good faith basis to argue that 2-1 passes under existing law. I just feel like the safer call in front of Judge Thornton, if I had to be there, was the three factors instead of the two.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, can we take a few minutes to bring it up again tonight?
No, it's been voted on.
No, this was just for the purposes of the approval of minutes, and we're under that section. Is that correct, Mayor? Mm-hmm. And so I'll amend my approval based on adding that resolution, memorializing it, and the vote, and on the advice of the borough attorney that motion failed 2-1.
Okay, so Mike, it's Kathleen. So under old business, we did list it that Lou made the motion and you second, and then we did roll call vote, and then we put in Attorney Cannon explained that resolution 20-110 was not adopted as a result of the vote count. So you—
Oh, that's in the minutes?
The amended?
Yeah.
That's in the minutes for 12-14?
Yes, it's on page the bottom of 4 and on page top of 5.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. My mistake.
I think that Councilman Hamilton's point is taken on that minute. So I have the revised minutes in front of me. Kathleen, I think that for fairness' sake and for this is the record of the borough's business, that we should put in, instead of Attorney Cannon explained, it was not adopted, it was a comma based upon his interpretation of the decision in Booker versus Rice. And I'll send that language to you. And then that way, at least the people who read the minutes know that that's not like a set in stone, that's challengeable, because I think that's fair. And I'm not the judge. I'm just the borough attorney. So I'll send that language to you to add with everyone's assent. I think that should be added so that at least is noted in the record that it's not a black or white call.
Okay, so if everybody agrees to that amendment, or do you want to hold this until the reorg and get that amendment and vote on it then?
I think we can vote on it now, can we? Just
on the amendment?
With the amendment of what Attorney Cannon's going to send me regarding based on his interpretation.
Yeah, making clear that it says there, explained, was not adopted as well as the vote count. And then I just want to make sure that it says in there that that's based upon my interpretation, that it's not a black or white call. And, I think that's important for the record.
I would move on that.
Yeah, good with that.
Okay, so we...
Okay, so let me, so then I need a...
Still need a motion and a second.
Correct.
You have the motion.
To approve the meeting minutes of the 14th.
With that amendment.
With the amendment, I'll move that.
Second?
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
I was absent, so I'll have to abstain.
Okay. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman? Oh, he's absent. Sorry. Okay, so minutes have passed with that amendment.
Okay.
All right, come to ordinances. Second reading of bond ordinance 2020-14. Bond ordinance providing for trickling filter, phosphate remediation, and treatment plant upgrades, appropriating $50,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $47,600 bonds and notes to finance a portion of the cost thereof, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey.
I'll move 2020-14.
Do you have a second?
Well,
yes, you do.
public. The mayor has to open up for public comment. This is a public hearing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I will open the second reading of bond ordinance 2020-14 at 7:19 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about the ordinance? None, we close it at 7:19 p.m.
Okay, now a motion.
Now, do I have a motion?
Yes.
We already moved it. Are we gonna vote now?
But I forgot to open it to the public. So now we have, now that we opened it and closed it to the public, now we need to move it.
Okay, I'll move 2020-14.
Second?
Yes.
And roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. 2020-14 passes. The resolution. First is resolution 20-118. The bills for December 14th. No. 20.
Yeah, 28.
28.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
It was a light month, so fear not.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
21-18 passes. Resolution 20-119, a resolution pledging support of sustainable land use pledge. So I think it's self-explanatory.
I'll make a motion to adopt 20-119.
Second?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
There were some elements here that I really liked, and I think that all towns should really adopt this. One of them that struck me was the regional cooperation regarding land use discussions and impact with local communities. So if you decide that you want to preserve a section of land and you want to build something somewhere or perhaps meet your affordable housing obligation somewhere and it might have impact on another community, you really should be discuss it with them and look at things more in a regional way, as opposed to just dealing with your own interests. And I kind of wish that other towns would adopt that too.
Yeah, I agree.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yeah.
He passes. Resolution 20-120, resolution awarding contract to Less Environment. Aerator, and settling tanks at the borough's water treatment plant.
I'll move 20-120.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
We have to empty the sludge out of these pieces once every couple of years, and this is the year.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Germany?
Before we do.
Yes.
Before we do. Oh. Joe, what about that pump that he said he was interested in buying so we don't lose as much water?
Okay, what happens is when he cleans the filters, the water goes to one holding tank. And when the water comes into the water plant, it goes through this tall trickling filter, and the sludge goes to the bottom of that. So what John decided, which is a good decision again, is to siphon off the clear water from the top of these holding tanks. That way, when they come to pull the sludge out, they're not taking the clear water along with the sludge. We get charged by the gallon. So this way, we don't have to pay for trucking clear water. He can just dump that. And they're just charging us for the sludge. So John got a pump so he could pump the clear water off the top. Should save us probably 25% of the sludge hauling waste, the sludge hauling fee. 25 to 50%, I'd say, depending on how much clear water.
He has the pump already, or is he going to get one?
Oh, no, he purchased the pump.
Oh, okay.
It was $1,000 total.
That's good.
Okay. So this is another concept of preventive maintenance. We're doing things that make it cheaper and easier to deal with in the long run. So.
Not for that.
Yep.
Here, another question.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 20-121, resolution authorizing transfer of appropriations for 2020. This is all of our end of the year tying up loose ends.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, resolution 20-123, resolution canceling.
No, I'm sorry, 122?
Oh, I'm sorry. Resolution 20-122, resolution canceling appropriation balance.
I'll make that motion.
A second.
Question?
Canceling appropriations, Mike?
Yeah, when we have money appropriated for things and we're not going to use it, we cancel it.
Cool. Okay.
And so if it's already been appropriated and we have funds, that goes back into the budget. If it's a debt, an anticipated debt, we just knocked that off the books.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a cleanup kind of thing that we do periodically.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
In resolution 20-123, resolution canceling capital, improvement appropriation balances. Have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Question?
Explain it.
Basically what I said before. it's just a cleanup, end of the year kind of cleanup thing. If we have money that we're appropriating for things and we're not spending it, we
hide them.
We cancel it. So.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
So unless someone has something imperative that they need to say, I was going to dispense with committee chair reports tonight. Anyone have an objection to that?
I don't have an objection. I did want to make one comment about the certificate of determination award that was in our packets. And that doesn't require any kind of approval from us, but I wanted to give a lot of credit to George Lang and also to First Constitution Bank, because we were able to take some of these short term loans that we have called BANDs, bond anticipation notes, and consolidate them and roll them over into one instrument, and at 0.46% interest. That's less than a half of 1%. So I give credit to everybody who was involved in that. And thank you, George, for working closely with our bank on that too.
Thanks, Big George.
Oh, really almost interest free. It's so low. Okay, well, that was actually under reports, so we've covered that. Does anyone have any old business they'd like to discuss?
Don't talk about me like that.
Does anyone have any new business they'd like to discuss?
I'm willing.
Open the floor to public comment on any item at 7:29 p.m. Is there anyone from the public, Mr. Tickton, who would like to speak?
Yes, thank you. I just want to thank, on behalf of the Environmental Commission, I just want to thank everybody for adopting the resolution, pledging the support of a sustainable land use pledge. That should put us over the top in qualifying for the certification from Sustainable Jersey. And just ask that we have the signed document, that this be forwarded to the Environmental Commission so that it can be there to send to Sustainable Jersey.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Will do, Mike.
Good.
Michael. Tickton. Michael Tickton.
Yes.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Give me a call after you're done.
Okay, sure.
Please.
I will.
He has some land he wants to sustain.
No, I have. This is for solar. This is for the solar village.
Do we need a closed session?
Wait. So no other public?
No.
We'll close it at
7:30. We don't need an executive session, do we, Council?
No.
Okay, so I just want to remind everyone that our next council meeting is a week from tonight. It's reorg. Unfortunately, it's a lengthy meeting. We cover a lot, but I hope everyone has a wonderful New Year's. I really hope 2021 is a better year. We can stop with all the jokes. And
if it gets worse, we ain't gonna be here to have a meeting.
A long time ago, don't ever think it can't get any worse, because it always can. So
don't look up.
Never say it can't get worse.
Exactly. Yeah, please.
You hope it can't get worse.
You know, I was sitting in my desk one day, and I was not feeling so hotsy-totsy, and a voice from up above said, "Look up, things could get worse." I looked up, and sure as hell, it got worse.
Things will start.
What's the date of the reorg meeting?
The what, Mike?
The date.
The fourth.
The fourth. And it's going to be the reorg meeting followed by the regular meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've combined them. There's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to. It's just going to be all on one.
The last few years.
Go a long journey into night.
Right. But then after that, we don't meet again until what? The last.
Yeah.
In January, so it's a bit of a break.
Now we do have two oaths that we'll have to administer to Lou and Joe.
Grab them while you can before they change their minds.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. Yeah. So make sure you fix your hair so you can be on camera.
Okay, I'll fix my hair so I'll be on camera the next time. Okay.
What hair?
Yeah, what hair? Exactly right. That's and I'll have my cat with me, maybe.
Hey, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Happy New Year, everybody.
Everyone.
Happy New Year, guys.
Stay positive and test negative.
I like that, Mike.
Stay positive, test negative. Very cool.
Okay.
All right. Good night. Good night, everyone. Be well.
Bye. Bye, George.
Michael called me.
Okay, now or when?